divine assignments.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Papa. So we thank you, Papa. And I don't know, Brian, but I'm seeing like a younger person. I don't know if it's for Brian or for Tina, but I'm seeing them in the background, and God said you'll touch them for the kingdom. You will touch this. You will touch them for the kingdom in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Okay, I'm in the council room now. Much activity going on in the council room. I hear the Lord say there is a spirit that is coming upon all mankind. This spirit allows them to glean the presence of Almighty God in a way they've never been able to glean before. Yes. This is not an individual coming upon. It's not individual. This is coming upon the entirety of mankind. Even the most vile. Even the most vile. I speak even the most vile in the very darkest pit of hell. I call you forth now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come forth. Come forth and hear and receive the voice of Almighty God as He ministers to you, as He draws you by His Holy Spirit. Open up the spiritual ears and let them hear. The Spirit of Almighty God speaks. Cancel out the voice of the enemy. I cancel out the voice of darkness. I see a multitude of gang members. Deliverance going forth to gangs. Yes, even in the deepest, darkest dredges of Mexico. Yes, the enemy has claimed territories for the kingdom of darkness in Mexico. But the Spirit of God is descending in such a way that the territories shall be shaken for the kingdom of light in Brechia. Oh, I see tattooed, lined up, tattooed, head to toe, tattooed, ear hot, lined up, lined up in baptism, bind up in baptism, in barabashor makai, I call you forth into the kingdom of Almighty God, lined as far as I can see, tattooed, the tattooed ones, God says I'm calling them forth, Holy God, I give you praise. Holy God, I give you praise. Oh, for the dejected, for the broken, in the Mashiach. Oh, God, deep deliverance. Oh, Ramadahachimea. Oh, Ramakarahadalabashi, God, I ask for you to have mercy with the church, God. Let spiritual leaders throughout the nations, God, recognize that those that are coming forth, Father God, do not let them turn them away. Do not let them turn them away. Oh, God, do not let them turn them away. Turn the hearts of leaders for all mankind to come forth. Oh, Holy God, holy God, holy God. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Oh, praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Oh, please, y'all pray. Holy God, holy God, holy God, oh God. Oh, the broken, the despondent, the dejected. See, those whose minds, God, are warped, they're torn, they're ripped in distress. Oh, Holy Spirit, whisper in their ears and release the healing balm of Gilead to their minds. Let the honey of the anointing come down upon the crown of their heads, healing their minds. Those that are fractured of mind, those are fractured of emotions. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, holy God, holy God, holy God, holy God. I see snakes being driven out of people. Oh, got that echo again. Paulina, we've got an echo.
Yeah.
Can you hang up and let me call you, see if we can get rid of that echo? Okay. Yeah, I don't hear an echo now. Is it still echoing?
Okay, yeah, it's
not. Yeah, Tina, you may have to hang up and call back because it's echoing again.
Or maybe unmute it. Because it was all working when they were up, it was unmuted. Tell her to unmute hers.
Yeah, unmute yours, Tina, and see if it'll work, okay?
And yours too,
Okay, it seems to quit.
That's
Yeah, I don't hear it
now. We don't hear it now. Nope, there it went. I'm seeing like an ancient staircase. Okay, y'all still got that echo. Can y'all hear it?
Can you hear the echo?
You want
to try? You might as well just ignore it. Probably should just ignore it, Rondi.
I don't. It's not on y'all. Y'all are on a different device.
I think we should just ignore it. Go on.
Can you hear it, Sonya?
Yes, I can hear the echo from that, please.
Okay, yeah, it's not echoing from them. Tina, y'all would hang up and try calling back and see if it'll stop.
Okay.
I'll finish what I'm seeing when they get back on.
Ancient staircase, you said.
Yeah. Mm.
That was them.
It usually is. It's on Tina's end. I don't know why, but.
Maybe they both got their phones on. Maybe the one that's not on there turned their phone off.
Yeah,
they
just need one phone on or something. Kurba
vashendra vakadara
masiya. Maybe they have two phones on or something.
Okay, I don't hear it now. All right, what I was seeing before was an ancient staircase. Now, it wasn't coming from the throne of God. This ancient staircase is coming from the council room, okay? Mm-hmm. And I see it, and as it was coming down, it was descending into the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Our Capitol? Our Capitol, yes.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Okay, there are angels that will be ascending and descending in the Capitol, okay, of the United States of America.
Yes.
Yes.
So be it.
And they will be setting things in place.
Yes.
To change future events, okay? Future voting events that are coming. I see the angels marking certain seats in the Congress, and I really do see him marking the seat of Pelosi. I see 13 seats that are being marked for change. And there may be more, but 13 for sure that these angels are marking for change. Oh my God, I see one angel that's very different from the others. And it's a future thing when he descends. But when he descends, in the time God has chosen, He's coming with the sword. And he's going to cut some things asunder in our capital. There are words that have been released repeatedly involving the kingdom of darkness that have begun to form the atmosphere of rulership from our government's capital. And as this angel, when he descends into the atmosphere and wields the sword, he is severing words that had begun to form for the kingdom of darkness in the midst of our capital. Anybody else seen anything in this? Let us know.
I would say this is it's a sword of not only what Ronnie was saying, canceling out negativity, but it's also a sword of ejection. I hear the word sword of ejection. And I see at least two seats that will have the word ejection on them, Ronnie. Ejection is on the seat.
Thank you, Lord.
So it's like, it's kind of like the jack in the box. When the jack comes out of the box, they're ejected.
Thank you, Lord.
They're ejected. No more jack in the box. They're gone.
Amen.
It's ejection time for two people.
Well, and I'm hearing the Spirit of the Lord say, okay, this is not a rearranging of things. It's not a resetting of the atmosphere just for our nation. Okay? Because this governing nation, the government that we have established here, though not perfect, okay, is still one. It's releasing things, and it does not even understand, but there are certain aspects of it that are being released, even in our Supreme Court, that are affecting other nations. And the outcomes of heaven's connection with these nations and with ours. Jesus.
I'm seeing it in this thing that you're talking about, that in the next, I saw it this morning when I woke up from sleeping, the Lord spoke to me and said that in 30 days we're going to see a significant change in our nation and in the body of Christ.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
And there will be three people leaving the White House. I mean, not leaving the White House, but leaving Congress. I'm not going to say White House, I'm going to say our government. Three people will be leaving, I guess. I can say it like this, it's just, I feel like the Democrats are not going to get their way, so some of them are going to walk out. Whatever this means, but I take it that way. But it could be that somehow, that might not be the way it is, but I see three people getting up and leaving. They're going to leave. They are leaving. And so I just say, Lord, let them leave.
Let them leave.
Let them leave.
Yes, Lord. Eject them.
Let them leave. There's three of them. They're leaving. They'll be leaving. For whatever reason, it's God's will. They're leaving. And they're leaving mad, but they're leaving. You'll see them. You can take that bank. They're leaving.
But when I saw the angel coming in with the sword, when he had marked the atmosphere and cut through words, I saw him take the sword like this and straight forward into the chest of Nancy Pelosi. Now, I'm not speaking her demise, so don't take it that way, okay? But the sword of God is going into her, dividing asunder. I just got to say it, flesh and spirit here. There's something coming to this woman. And Father God, I thank you right now that you are opening the eyes of Nancy Pelosi. Yes. Even if it's a brief window, God, let her see truth.
Yes.
Let her see truth and let it shake her to the very core of her being,
yes.
Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Let the sword of truth penetrate the heart of Nancy Pelosi. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. The sword of righteousness. Let it go deeply into the heart of this woman. And Father God, as this sword goes into the heart of this woman, I see the sword as it penetrates her spirit. As it goes in deeply, I see it affecting the entire state of California. Not just about her, but as the entire state of California will begin to shift as this sword penetrates the heart of this woman. And all that she represents.
Yeah. And there's like I see behind Nancy Pelosi, there's like some things going on with relatives or family or somebody going on behind her. And as these things occur, I just speak it's going to be a part of her stepping down.
It's
going to be whatever happens behind her is going to affect her so much that she'll have to step down. And thank you, Father. Whoa.
Okay, now I don't even understand this at all. Holy God. Maybe someone can interpret what I'm seeing, okay, because I'm not fully getting it here. But all of a sudden, as I looked into, you know where the middle of the floor is there, when there's a speaker standing at the podium and the two are behind him, right in front of it, I see this massive monkey jumping around. I mean, like doing this and carrying on, okay, making all kinds of racket. And swinging its arms like this in front of the podium, and he's facing the podium. And he's just going crazy, arms swinging, and carrying on, making all kinds of racket, like he's trying to distract what's being spoken from the podium, actually entering into the ears of those that are listening. Jesus.
I'm just hearing that God's not going to be mocked. That his kingdom's coming and he's establishing it. And Father God said he will not be mocked.
Amen.
And
amen.
That's the meaning of that.
Amen.
God will no longer
be
mocked.
Father God is the one who sets up rule, and Father God takes rule down. And Father God is saying he will not be mocked.
Yes, 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 Lord.
That's what that means.
When
I speak rule down, I mean that rule down in just the opposite of what I mean by that. I speak this is the beginning of the fall of the Democratic Party. This is the beginning of the fall of the Democratic Party. It will be confused and it will be dissolved.
Holy God. Father God, first, I just want to offer you praise. for lifting our president and his wife up so swiftly from the bed of affliction. Father God, I thank you. Last night, seeing him behind the podium did not look like a man who'd been sick a day. So, Father God, I thank you for strengthening him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Father God.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, for health restored in Jesus' name. Poor Habarahate. Alicia, there's something stirring over there that God wants you to release concerning the election. I mean, I'm seeing like a ball of glory around you right now. A ball of glory, like light from your shoulders up to your head. Okay, God's wanting you to release concerning the election.
There's no right or wrong answer, Alicia. Just release it.
Yeah.
Father God, I come against, as you showed me this afternoon, the enemy coming against this election and coming against your will, Father God, and what you would have done upon this earth.
Yes.
And I come against, Lord, and I decree and declare right now, God, that the evil, that it be broken up, Father God. That it be dispersed. Everything they keep throwing, Father God, at Trump and at this election, Father God, and it's coming fast and furious, Lord. Lord, I see your hand in it. I choose, God, to see the hand of Almighty God that is combating, Lord, your plan. You have a plan of ways, God, that man knows not of, no one does, not the enemy or anyone. And God, I see that you're taking every bit of this. It don't matter what they do and what they don't do. It don't matter if Trump gets out there and holds rallies or doesn't, or if he gets sick or whatever. God, you have a plan and you have a purpose, and it will not be thwarted.
Yes, amen.
God, you've shown us repetitively, over and over and over again, how they've tried to usurp your authority and your will, Father, in this earth, even with the last election. But God, you saw it, and you came through, God, and then turned in a flash, God. And God, I know you can do it again.
Yes.
And I choose to trust you, Father. Yes. And no matter what's going on around us, sometimes I get a little shaken. But God, I go back to you and your power.
Yes.
And your will, Father, and what you would have done upon this earth. And I decree and declare, nothing hell has, God, can come against your purposes and your will being done.
Yes, Father, Lord.
God, your will be done. Mm-hmm. And God, give us the focus to focus on you at this time. Not to focus on the enemy, but God, keep our eyes on you and what you're able to do and what you will do, God. You said if we